another week of partying for Daniel.
Yep.
Where'd y'all go? Y'all went to Muddy Waters?
Well, it actually started when we went. They had that stale cracker guy over there at Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
So.
Well, some people said he did some okay. The first batch was pretty good.
It wasn't anything special.
Just regular crawfish.
Yeah, it wasn't anything special.
He probably didn't try to do it too much because, you know.
He had kids and stuff, yeah. But.
I'm gonna spice it up.
Yeah. But he didn't realize, like, most people around here like that spicy stuff. Yeah. So.
Let's talk about Russia.
Russia. So
we they're my heroes.
I know, right? Comrade Putin.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy, they say like he's like Hitler. He sure ain't like tying everybody up and putting them in a hole and shooting them. But the media is like, oh gosh, they're gonna take over the world.
Well, my thing is like,
oh god.
Like, just think about it. From, like, 5 years from now, when all the emotion is kind of gone from it, just think in those terms. If you actually sit back and look at it without any emotion, it's, like, the same mechanism that's being used, that was used during the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
And you think about it, it's just same stuff that was used after 9/11.
They ain't even, you know, the like, only people, speaking of COVID... There's literally nobody enforcing anything about that
no,
anymore.
Did you
it's
see,
gone.
Did you see the old DeSantis?
Except one people. The freaking hospitals, they're just like living in a fantasy world by themselves, you know?
Even though the science, the science
there ain't
is
nothing.
There's no science.
Hey, you know, just you're talking about DeSantis. He said Fauci was in witness protection or something. You see that?
No.
Yeah. That's what he said. He said it the other day.
Man. He was doing some speech or something, and there was some guys in the back standing there that got to stand back there for some reason or another. I didn't really look into it much more than that, but they all had masks on still, and he goes up to him and he's like, "Take that crap off." He's like, "This stuff doesn't work. That's all for show. Take it off." He's like, "You don't have to if you really think you need it, but you can take it off." He's like, "We're not doing this anymore."
Yeah.
And then, like, just straight talking to him like a normal person. And then a bunch of the media and stuff for saying that he was bullying them. And it's like, so now you can't even talk to anybody. You can't just have a conversation. That's bullying.
He said it was like, let's got to stop with this COVID theater crap.
Yeah.
And now, the only people that's living in their bubble is the hospital.
Yeah.
They're acting like the world is freaking out. But then as soon as you leave there, it's like, you can get nobody. Has a mask on anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody
in the real world.
And so that they were lying to you about that the whole time. So what makes you think they're not going to be lying to you about this?
Yeah. They lied about everything. Oh, and did you see all the side effects from the vaccine that they came out with?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
I'm glad
stuff.
I didn't get it. Yeah. I feel bad for you jokers that did.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, because they just kind of willy-nilly done it.
Yeah. And the other thing is, they come out and said that like a bunch of the vaccines were a placebo, like a fake pill. It was fake. Yeah,
vaccines. Yeah.
And like that, so like people don't realize they were the test dummies. Like they didn't have nothing before that really. Like y'all got tested on and willingly did it. Like y'all could have like grew freaking frog arms or some shit.
Some of them I think really fucked some people up.
Oh, like, yeah.
The ones that got the actual stuff.
Oh, some of them got killed by it.
Yeah.
That's what, hey, it's your choice, though. And that's the main thing Trump was doing, is giving you a choice.
Yeah. And then he got the Russia shit right now, right? He hit certain situations or certain places that had bioweapons labs.
Did you see where...
And he's denazifying. He's getting rid of the deep state players. He's still giving Ukraine over there.
Yeah, he's not taking the country over. He just wants a little portion of it. He just wants the bad dudes out of there. That's it.
Did you know Ukraine was cutting off their water supply?
You're talking about Russia's?
Yeah. Before that was before
It's been a lot of stuff, man. Like, a lot of people don't know that Obama in 2005 went over there when he was a junior senator and set up those bio labs and stuff.
Yeah,
in 2005, people are so used to going up to their news feed and seeing one thing after another, they get a short term memory, and you got to remember this stuff. Like, that was, what, 20 years ago when Obama did that? That's how long ago this stuff's been in there, like, been working. What?
No, it ain't. He
2005, dude.
That was
That's 15
Bush.
Years ago.
That was Bush.
I know, but he was a senator.
Oh, yeah.
And he went over there and did it. He was the one that was doing the sign-offs and stuff. He shouldn't even have been there. Like, he was already on the board or something there magically.
Yeah, that's
it's
part
all,
of that club.
Yeah, it's all the fishy stuff, yeah.
Yep, part and, of that club.
Like, if you sit there and look at it, you take a step back and actually look at the timeline and stuff, you can see where what the hell is going on.
Yeah. It just aggravates me what people will just... They just say... They just watch this, and then they
put
stuff together. And it may seem like it makes sense in that way, but just think deeper, because there's so much more to this than meets the eye that is just... drives me insane.
And you got to realize, too, that these people... Okay, so these government officials get put in. They got lobbyists. These lobbyists are like CNN, the execs for CNN and stuff like that, and all these people that's got money. If they give you money, they want you to do something for them. That's the reason why they're giving you money. They're wanting you to pull strings, whatever. Well, it works both ways.
Yeah.
And they're going to give them the good media coverage, right?
You know what's done
happened,
though.
Well, the thing is with the media... They know how to play on your heartstrings.
Yeah.
And they're going to put that story out, the propaganda story.
What was you telling me a while ago? That you can't even, like, post anything about
Russia? No, yeah, the
Russia.
If, you don't, if you're not posting, like, stuff, it's the same thing with COVID. If you're not following what they're saying.
Almost like they're lying.
They're censoring. If it's not their story, they don't accept it.
I have a question. Whose side is the politicians going to be on when China invades Taiwan?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's going to be, like, in... Over here in Russia, those same people are saying one thing, and then when China does it, they're going to have to say the complete opposite thing to the same people, and they're saying it with both at the same time. Dude, they're about to be screwed. Like, it's going to, Piper came to get his money, you know, and they don't have the money.
They don't just basically lost control of all their puppet strings, and they're just, you know, they don't know which way to go.
Yeah,
they're getting pulled.
Made too many promises.
Yeah, they done pulled 40,000 different ways, and they're pulling them over here. Do this. That's a one screwing this one and screwing that one and screwing this one.
They're trying to screw each other. Who could screw each other the most?
It's like telling a drug dealer, you know, you bar a pound of weed from him and then smoke all his dope and tell him you ain't got no money.
the thing is, it's not just one drug dealer. They did it to like 1,000
yeah.
all at the same time, and they all made the same promise to each one of them, and all they got is like 1 pound of weed, and now he's got like 1,000 people they got to give to you that they didn't smoke.
I'll be glad when we get our setup different, man, or not different. Like,
oh, it's great. I mean, it's going to grow. It's going to evolve.
Whenever we get it over there and do things different. Well, I mean, you know, we got so much going on. You know, summer's finna hit. It's probably
you got baseball going on too.
Probably after. All this stuff's going to happen before you have the
going
to
have summertime, fishing, all the, you know, cutting grass.
We're just going to try to make sure we get y'all every week at least a podcast, you know. That's the biggest thing right now.
Uh-oh, here he is.
Hold on, we got Cody coming in. And he's making his way in the door. Just to come sit down.
Mr. Big Swing King Dingling himself.
How'd you know my name?
No, didn't we establish that was Long Rod von Hugendom?
Man.
Alright. Russia's killing everybody.
Bang, bang, skis, skis.
I know it. Dropping nukes everywhere. Did y'all hear Africa got destroyed? Australia got hit next. Mm.
Mexico's got Mexicans.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
All right, see you later.
Damn.
Damn it, Bobby.
You remember that dude on wrestling?
Which one?
Farouk. Damn. You know, it was the... Did you watch a lot of wrestling when you were young?
Define a lot.
Every Monday.
Compared to my brother-in-law and father-in-law? No. pretty decent amount, yes.
I didn't watch it much, but my uncle.
When WWF went
every
to
time
WWE,
it was on.
That was ever me.
Mm. Yeah, me too, but I watched with Stone Cold and all them guys.
Now, when Sable was on there?
Yeah. You remember her?
No, I didn't watch
that. That was Miss Playboy herself.
You didn't watch them girls when they was wrestling and stuff?
The Diva days?
I watched them, but dude, I never knew the names.
The hot lesbian action on there. Remember that?
Dude, they had some wild shit.
Do you remember Lita?
Yeah. She fought not too long ago, actually. My gosh. What is that?
Fried chicken.
winter chicken dinner, baby.
Y'all crazy.
Oh, not yet, but give me just about 5 and a half and I will be.
He's so stupid. Yeah, you totally lost my train of thought now. You got me laughing so hard.
My bad. Good job.
I got the game pass.
Poor little tank. Poor little tank.
I got the game pass, and I got all the Batman games.
On Xbox?
Yeah.
Game pass is the way to go.
But, you know, it seems like you can't get all the games on there. They only got a certain amount.
It changes.
Right, it rotates. And that's the thing. That's why they do that, to keep you interested, A, and B, so pay you don't every have month. Everything all at once. And
yeah.
Does it change every month?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily on a monthly schedule, but it
I think, does. Like, if you get the email and stuff, I think they'll tell you what's coming up next.
Show it on the damn home display screen.
Yeah. It does, don't it? It'll show you what's coming up next month. You know, it'll be on Game Pass.
Xbox, as much as the Xbox app does, I hardly ever used it when I was on there. Everything you can do on the box is just a little bit harder. But tell you what,
it's there for when you're not on the Xbox.
I used it for Destiny. When they released the patch that you could go into your locker from out in the wasteland or whatever, and you didn't have to travel back to the whatever the base was where you get your missions. When you could do that, I used the shit out of that little
But the thing is, though, it's got on the app, the only other good thing about it, well, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just like a copy of your Xbox, basically. But it's the remote feature. You can do your, control everything from your remote instead of using your controller.
I did that for Roku.
Yeah.
Just because it's able to keep up with the Roku.
So you watched the State of the Union address?
I watched a little bit of it.
I watched people watch it. Yeah. I watched about 3 different versions of those since then.
Like, the whole thing was, they were trying to make him look like a hero. And he's not at all.
No.
Like, there was nothing about the State of the Union there. Like, it's shit right now.
My whole problem is he was like great value brand MAGA.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
he's trying to sound like Trump because he's trying to win back.
Because everybody likes the way Trump was.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily doing him any good. Look at it this way.
No, everybody knows it's full of shit.
Well, he's talking a lot of Trump's talking points. Okay, cool. Well, you're essentially campaigning for Trump, because if Trump was to run against you, then who's going to do Trump better than Trump?
Yeah, exactly.
You ain't going to do Trump better than Trump.
Well, the thing is, every single thing he promised in his campaign, though, he's not done anything. It's all lies, 100%.
Okay, show me a person that believed that was going to happen.
Well, I know, exactly.
I'll show you somebody that wasn't paying attention, but nevertheless.
Well, yeah, but guess what? There are some out there. And there's a lot of them out there, actually. Yeah. Not as many as they'd say, but there are a lot of them out there that are that dumb.
The only good thing that I can say come out of that is now they've been jaded to realize that everything's about peaches and rainbows. And now maybe they'll pay attention. I just hope it doesn't go the other way.
Well, now they've gotten, I think a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got certain phases of waking up. Don't trust anybody, which is a good thing.
You what?
I said, yeah, and I'm usually a bear for about the first 2 hours.
No, I'm talking about, mentally.
Oh, it translates over to that, too, trust me. The analogy goes both ways.
But
sometimes it's so messed up, it's hard to even talk about.
Well, the thing is, you got to be careful what you talk about, because some people aren't on that level with you. Some people are just,
bring it to you, a little bit.
Barely got their eyes open, and they're seeing that something's fishy, but... And of course, you're getting hammered by all sorts of fake stuff all the time.
Well, but then you even have the ones that take a step further, and they hit every qualification you just gave, and also add on top of it, gives an air and down. They see that.
They know something's fishy,
but they just going to continue living in fish guts.
Oh, dude, I know. There's a lot of people like that. They're just like, I don't care. Whatever happens.
I seen something today. You know the best thing I ever heard from one of them that just refused to accept reality is the president don't control gas prices. Only what his actions causes.
Okay, I was fixing to actually give them credit for it, but the fact that they add that qualifier pretty much denies their whole statement and makes them a complete idiot.
Joe Biden can't go to a store and just put a number up there and say, here's the gas price. Yeah, new shit. But the thing is, based on how our system works, the stock market and everything else, if you don't have a good leader, if you're not... That's how the stock market works. You gotta believe in it, basically. And
volatility,
if you don't believe
in
it, you're
gonna thing.
like literally volatile, not stable, nothing being stable, everything being up in the air is the worst damn thing for it, possibility, especially when it's actually trying to rebound. But that's known, and that was by design.
Here's something that kind of throws me around. It's like everywhere we look is hiring for jobs right now.
Mm-hmm. Paying off the ass.
All right. But nobody wants to work.
I mean, wants to and are incentivized
like,
not
like
to.
They can't find enough workers.
Okay, but look, here's the thing. You got a, let's say we got a status quo line of the person who is just sorry enough that they don't want to work, bust their ass at work every day, but knows that they need to be able to survive throughout this life, so therefore they have the 50-50 mark of, I got to go to work, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Now, most of your people are somewhere around that 45% bottom part of that. But they just enough to survive at their job, okay? Now, you incentivize those people, they can make, what, $300 or $400 less per pay period? Just sit on their ass and do as they approve. They'll cut some shit out of their life just to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's that. But also on top of that, you got to understand, like, this is Mississippi. Too, you know? They've been paying low wages forever. Right? I mean, there's no question about it. We have low wages here in Mississippi.
Correct, but we also had one of the least cost of living. So.
Yeah, I know that. And I'm saying, that's what I was about to get to. We do have the least, but now the cost of living just fucking skyrocketed.
You ever been to Denver, Colorado?
Yeah, I mean, no, I haven't, but I know it's bad there too.
It skyrockets just by making that trip.
But I know that. But listen, you got all these people around here still wanting to pay, and I understand that. I know the frustration with it. It's very frustrating. Nothing's right about it at all. You got companies who are having to pay more to you, and now they're having to pay their employees more. Well, the employees are like, you know, McDonald's is making $15 an hour. I can go do that all day long, you know. Of course you can. They're not going to give you the hours like that, but it's all complicated. There's so many different strings attached to it.
No. You just said a whole lot of words that I can sum up in a very short few. Shit rolls downhill.
Well, yeah, of course.
All right, that's it. That works for us.
But that's what I'm saying. People don't. But if people don't realize that stuff.
I mean, okay, but it's not.
You do got to pay more.
You do have to. But the thing is where are you going to
be affected by that? And if they'd open their eyes and just be a little more perceptive to what they're in instead of just blindly going, okay, that's how it's going to be.
Well, I understand that. But a lot of this shit is stemmed back from years and years ago, before we were even working, back when NAFTA was signed. All this stuff where companies started leaving, it jumped the prices up. I mean, all that stuff happened. It is by design. And now we're at the end of that, where they can't. Listen to me. No, I'm talking about with the interest rates and stuff like that with the banks. They can't mess with the interest rates right now. So they can't adjust for the inflation. They can't play with it like they were doing it.
Oh, they have been.
No, they have been, I know. But right now it's all snowballing downhill. And there's no fucking stopping it. That's what we're seeing right now. We're at the end of that process.
Oh, there is stopping it. Just they have absolutely no desire to do anything other than look like they are attempting to be pissed off about.
Oh yeah, that's already a, you know, that's a constant because there's, you know,
they
this is with the people that are in charge.
They want to do a great reset, but they're definitely going to have to do something.
Oh, you know? Klaus Schwab is losing his mind right now. He's like going against, or spoke out against the, against China, Xi Jinping, and all of them.
Yeah, who's Klaus Schwab?
The World Whatever Forum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is he going against them?
Because he was essentially funding the, the Great Reset type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was essentially funding the thought for that. He's also kind of he's dreaming of a communistic future, a one
world
socialistic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you know this is all communists. Is what it is.
Do you know they fund and scholarship and shift money, black money, however you want to get it, certain progenies of the future?
Oh, of course.
Like
that's their future. Yeah,
yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg's scholarship was paid personally by Schwab. But you didn't know that.
I mean, I believe it.
Okay.
Put it like that.
But he's also in one of the biggest speech power positions of power you have, either government-related or non-government-related. So
what? Have you ever looked into some Obama stuff when he was going through school? He was totally funding. He was same boat.
But that whole argument has been so overshadowed by Trump with the birther shit that it's not...
Well, I'm not even worried about the birther stuff. Who cares about that?
Okay. Cool. Gotcha.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. The dude didn't want to. He wasn't looking out for our best interests.
It's that simple.
I mean,
but
yeah, but the world dude on the World Economic Forum, they're basically, he's basically the president.
Yeah, he's the one that, yeah.
Now, he's running, I mean, so he's the voice. No, the World Economic, the world, yeah, Klaus Schwab guy. He's basically one of the, they listen to him.
I mean, yeah, but all he does is fly a bunch of powerful corporate leaders and political leaders out to a beautiful, lavish place.
Who's funding him?
And go here, mingle, and pretend to be, you know, concerned about the environment.
Let's go down a rabbit hole. Who's funding
while they're
him?
All driving, you know, riding in their, on their jets.
Yeah.
Who's funding him? Who gave him his money?
I think
that's the slush fund, man.
The Beelzebub?
Beelzebub?
Yeah, the devil, man.
So who's, but I mean,
I don't know who's funding
it. It's a slush fund. It's one of their little things that they use to get money to the lobbyists.
What's the Rothschilds and Rockefellers doing?
Let's be honest. At this point, with Schwab, you're talking Soros money.
Yeah.
You're talking probably maybe more than Soros money, considering how many loaded people are under him in his, I guess, immediate reach.
Yeah, it's a little underlings.
So, at his disposal is probably more. So, what you... Is that really a problem that we need to worry about? Where the, you know, you can't follow the money much further than the source. I don't.
Oh man, you want to hear something crazy? So there's a fund over there.
Something, just one.
It's over, yeah, it's one of the many things that's funny over there in Ukraine, and it's if you look into it, it's a Soros fund, and it's like donate to the troops over there. They're all, you know, the refugees and stuff, and it's going. It's not even going over there. It's going straight into the pocket of a Soros fund.
Well, and you got a lot of issue, like, because, and I think this is by design, too, because it gives the ability to deflect. But for Soros, he funds a lot of stuff, from the trivial to the don't really know but has the possibility of being malicious type.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
It's,
well, here's the thing. Depending on which side you want to argue, you can be right. You can be technically right, and the overall moral scope of the story, you still be 100% wrong and or covering up for the underlying
I mean, really, that's what it comes down to is your morality.
Like let's say, okay, whatever you talk about he was funded, cool. So let's say I come to whatever that argument with along the lines of he funded all these different defensive lawyers or DAs, district attorneys, that set the criminal punishment penalties and have been super laxed on them. He funded that, okay? Technically true, correct. They come back and it's, well, he funded this. They didn't deny what I said, but he funded all these technically good things that okay.
Well, I mean.
But then that's how you immediately just snuff out the conversation, because at that point, they don't want to hear your information.
Yeah,
they want to shut you up.
They want to have their point.
You know, talking about that Soros, you know, on the news, who said that he used to be the Speaker of the House for Clinton?
Clinton? Newt Gingrich.
Okay, he goes, well, this is backed by George Soros, and then the news media, the news, the anchors, whatever, like, I don't think we can mention him on
here.
Yeah,
we can't say that name on here.
What? What?
Like, and that's, there's a lot of that stuff that happens a lot of time in the media. It's just not as obvious or blatant to where it's made a big deal of, like, some of these things. However, if you pay attention, you can see that stuff
it's everywhere.
News. And that's, you can tell they're avoiding it, or if somebody brings something up, they'll immediately cut, and like, it's just, I mean, it's.
Well, see, that's not news, though. That's propaganda. I mean. Well,
no, here's the problem. Legally, according to the justice system,
you can do it now.
It is opinion.
Well, yeah. I mean, but
an
opinion
is covered.
But
the better part,
but opinion isn't news, though. News is lay out the facts and you decide.
Right. That's why you have a news organization who has opinion editors. That's why you have like Gutfeld on Fox.
Yeah.
He's an opinion caller.
Definitely.
Whatever. Tucker, opinion.
Well, that's on both sides. But
then you got Don Lemon, opinion guy. You got
I don't think Don Lemon's an opinion guy. He's more.
He's in Smallwater.
What's the brother? Not the mayor brother, but the other one.
Oh, you're talking about Cuomo. He's
Cuomo.
Out.
Cuomo, yeah.
Ain't he?
No.
Yeah,
and he needs hot water.
They both got fired.
Yeah, he got fired, and old buddy had to resign.
I know that. I'm
Bitch needs to go to prison for killing
all the old people.
All the old people in New York.
I don't know about prison, but I mean,
yeah,
you're right. He needs to go up in a tree.
Yeah,
That would be faster and less expensive. So.
See, but here's the thing. You're going to have – that's going to be a possibility from the other side one day. Like, you're going to have some people that just sit here non-flippantly on the other side of the argument, just like us sitting here bullshitting.
Dude, they want to
– they just want to string us up.
They've already like that.
Okay, that's cool. But you can't normalize that.
No. But if, like, they want to do it to you –
yeah, that's cool.
You know
but
what
if
mean?
You don't have the moral high ground saying,
but
would
if
never
it, but
bring
let's
eventually
okay,
that
let's say
high ground's got
to
go.
Okay, but let's get okay. But what end. If you go through the justice system? You go to court, and the judge is like, "Man, you've done some crazy stuff, and we just don't need to spend no more money on you." Honestly,
at this point, it's basically come down to who the judge is and what point they're trying to prove, and whether or not they need.
Damn,
to
I hope it's one of those.
That's what the justice system.
One of those many judges Trump put in.
But that's the thing, yeah. Though. It could be one that Trump put in. But if he needed to get reelected, or if he was back up for something, or he needed to prove a point with you, you don't mean shit to him. It is a roll of the dice, literally.
See, the
but
problem
no,
is
no,
the
Trump's
ones
got
he put
some
in is they all.
Huh?
Trump's got loyalty.
I mean, yeah,
he's got class and he's got honor and stuff. I mean,
that's cool, but it's not that he's doing that for loyalty to the person. Like, if somebody does something for him and he feels like he has been blessed by that person, yes, he puts them on a pedestal and he will do whatever. He does it more for the admonishment, or the, not the admonishment, the
admiration.
That admiration, thank you, that he gets from it because he feels.
But, dude, everybody does that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I'm
the point
you,
of it. I mean, you get good feelings when you do good things to people.
I'm not saying that he's the only one that he's
and some
anomaly
people just
this.
Get
however,
good feelings when they do bad stuff to people.
However,
and that's what we can't
he
be
is
doing.
The only legitimate presidential candidate contender that has
oh,
a
definitely.
Reputation that starts at his reputation, not. Or his appearance, like the, not
well,
so much the if, the politicking of it.
Well, let's take
once he
out.
Gets past that,
if
then
you know what aggravates me though?
What?
All right, you got his judges, right? He put in,
mm-hmm.
and they're the type of judges that go by the law.
How much investigating do you think Trump did himself into these judges?
Oh, I don't know. But,
okay,
but look.
So now you got a question. Hold on, let me finish this. So now you got a question of.
I don't
who's
know
the
man.
Guy that put
I,
it in their ears, and are these people good people?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's one thing. That's one theory. But here's what I got. Like, the ones that they are in there, they're good. So they're good judges. They go straight by the law. All right. Okay. Well, that's good. It may not always affect you. You may do right. You may win.
Yeah,
you may
still
lose.
A nice role, but it's
okay.
Mostly
now.
Bad. Good.
But them,
who?
The other side, they're judges. They don't. They ain't. No. You'll have all the evidence. Everything. Nope. Like,
yeah.
Bye.
You can sit here and you can have the video of somebody blowing their head off, and they're just like, "Nah, he didn't do it."
That's my thing. Like, okay, yeah, the justice system does have flaws in it, but it is based around the basic principle of guilty until proven innocent. Does that mean it's always working out that way?
Well,
it always
not
works
supposed
out
to be like that, though. I mean,
or innocent until proven guilty. That's
yeah,
what I mean. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's supposed to be like that.
But
yeah.
It's not. It does not always work that way. But overall, it is the best system we have towards that principle of.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best system we've had in history.
Okay, so now the problem we have right now is the poisoning of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if you have people who are cheating, the system definitely can't work, even though it's not necessarily a well-oiled machine.
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, you're using it the way it's not meant to be used.
Well, that's how you have like Soros figures and stuff like that, because they've gathered that those are the critical pivot points in a chain of command that start crippling. Things.
Oh, definitely.
And
that's
he has literally installed
country,
all across
yeah.
the nation, and especially in the biggest ones.
Yeah, and what is the ones that do the...
And it has become a mindset. That's the thing. It becomes a mindset. And that is...
Yeah.
Well, whenever you get subliminal messages all your life from TV shows and stuff, and, you know, you get... that's all you see.
Do you
in
think
your
Shazam was real?
Yeah.
But they've been put into a point where it's either be crushed down by life your whole life and or be ruthless and cutthroat to achieve. Like,
yeah.
Literally, that's your options. There's no gray in between. Work hard, possibly. There's none
but
of that.
And it's also, you got to see things our way or no way at all right now.
Yeah, but I mean, that boils down to more of the me generation for this thing. Like, and I say generation, it's
yeah,
everybody
well, that, yeah.
from all generations
well, that
at this
came,
time.
Yeah, well, that came from those subliminal messaging. You know, we've been taught that as a culture. To you know, it's been a slow process,
see,
and we just kind of get...
I don't think that chalks up
we
the
get,
subliminal messaging,
well, we get
though.
Used to... Well, no, dude, we get used to seeing really gory stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's
death.
That's,
over,
that's
I'm talking about like 20 or 30 years now, like even
that's
before
what I
that,
equate
like,
it to, like the internet,
yeah.
literally.
Oh yeah,
everything being at your fingertips, you are so desensitized to everything. And then on top of that, you add into the newer version of the internet, which is built around instant gratification and dopamine hits.
Yeah,
that is the worst possible
oh, yeah.
combination you can have.
And
like
fluoride.
I was talking about high school around.
Well, that's what I was. That's what I was trying to tell y'all, man.
The
whenever
65 call, they want their shit back.
Look, whenever I move down here, I don't have it.
Still
know,
there,
buddy. Or anything. I'm basically off of my every social media and everything when I'm at the house. Whenever, and it's like once you get past the withdrawals from it, you're like a human again.
I just try to use it more for shit posting, I guess. Just throwing up something that, inspirational or something, funny as hell, and try not to focus on the people who are actually shit starters. Because if you can avoid them, then you can pretty much enjoy it. But if you
I like starting shit too.
If you're foam scrolling and you hit that I know I didn't, then just keep scrolling. Don't even worry about it. Just don't go back. You just pretend you didn't. It ain't worth it. But then you have people that just hit like full blown messy mode and start calling folks out on Facebook, and that's when hits, and that's when shit gets all spread out all over, and they want to get petty and
peyote.
Peyote. That is not what I said at all.
He said petty.
Oh.
Petty man.
Your mind's.
We're like, I just want to go get old peyote.
Look, well, tell you what, I would get a teepee, and I would set it up, and we can get on there.
No, I ain't gonna do that. Pee on you.
I'll pee on the teepee.
Well, you don't want to come down there and start a little fire and have a little peace pipe?
And get peed on?
You need to take Phyllis with you. He's an Indian.
I got more Indian.
Really, what we're gonna do? You gonna bring Sacagawea?
No. What's that woman's name? That's Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren.
She said, "I'm Indian because I got high jawbones."
1,064th of
I think I had more Indian.
And she's like,
in my
grandma
finger.
Lied to me.
I had more pinky, Indian blood in my pinky finger than she did.
But that's something I really want to know. Why does the older generation all say they got an Indian in them?
It's because they were told that.
It's always Cherokee.
I
got Cherokee. I'm quarter Cherokee.
I'll tell you what, go down to the casino. That's literally every other person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just there.
I was going to say, look at it's the concentration. Like, you got population's going to mingle.
Yeah.
Shit.
But you'll have like one Indian out of like a whole group of white people and be like,
I have
Indian in me.
Yeah, but that's the ones that got out because they didn't like the reservation style.
Yeah, but then
you have a concentration.
But then you got the ones that like believe the narrative too. I mean, I understand what we did to them, but we didn't do it to them. We did not do that shit.
I
want to
say so much as believe the narrative. Just want to be pissed off, and that's what they used to do it.
White man took our land. Y'all invited us in, and then some other white people came up in here with some like Spanish people too, and some like French, and some freaking. There were some Africans in there, and like.
But if somebody wants to be butthurt, they're gonna find a way to get butthurt.
Yeah, dude. Like we can sit there and bitch all day about stuff, but we don't. Because guess what? We're adults.
I kind of do. Just
no, man. But we don't sit there and ride that wagon all the time, though.
Yeah, I know. I broke the damn wheel on it.
Feel bad for me. Feel bad for me.
My horse has got a flat.
He said he broke the wheel on it. Somebody feel bad for that.
He broke that damn hunting stand.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
No, he fell straight through that.
It didn't break. It gave. It decided to give up the ghost.
Yeah, man, hunting was over with after that. And you just like told every deer in the 10-mile radius that Cody's here.
No, they probably just thought it was a tree falling.
I did. That's what I thought.
Think about it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Because I was up underneath.
I mean,
other than
when a tree falls, it doesn't go.
I don't know. Someone makes some noises when they're out there in the wind,
hugger.
Man.
No. If I'd have been hugging,
he finds
that
hole. He likes to find them holes with the knots.
I could have counteracted gravity a little better at that point, but gravity took full well hold to me.
Better hope they ain't a squirrel inside it.
You don't ever listen to Theories of a Third Kind?
I do.
Theory of
Sometimes.
It's a good podcast.
I mean, you showed me the other day, I think, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Cody hasn't opened his third eye yet.
No,
I have actually got that sumbitch sewn shut because there was a time where I couldn't close the sumbitch and it gets really old really fast and I ain't got time for all that.
Oh, is that when you was out there at Victory?
Slideways? No. That was when it was first opening up and it was like, give me all the light.
I'm talking about whenever.
Mushrooms? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. That's literally. It was
I don't think drugs mean open your third eye. I don't think you need that to open your third eye.
No, they expand your horizon from your knowledge of what is possible or your belief for what is possible.
Yeah, you're going to different dimensions.
And it makes you start questioning things more and other shit and like everything within that shit. And
but it takes you down a crazy road.
That's what I say. But it all depends on just what particular level of crazy you are capable of achieving at the beginning of that process.
Yeah, man. I was watching this.
Like you 100%, I would not want to see on DMT. I ain't got time for that. I don't need that in my life. I would not be there for that.
You ever seen that guy that takes angel dust and he's like, I see angels and stuff. And he's like, no, 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 no. Some old guy. And he's like, he's remember like.
The guy that had to chase around the woman with the big boobs?
I was on face there. Angel does.
And then at the end of the whole bit, he's like, she killed herself. Like, what?
Man, Dave Chappelle, man. He's been fighting against that media shit, too.
Who's on Angel Dust? Who'd you say was doing Angel Dust?
It's, I don't know. It's on some old documentary, and it was like he was talking about how he's speaking to spirits and stuff, and he's, man, you could tell he was had like three brain cells left.
I mean.
And he's like, I mean, he had glasses, and he's an old guy, little curly hair, looked like freaking Merlin or something, and he was just like tripping. Like, it was, no. It was,
no.
It was like.
That's cool, but how do you know he wasn't part of MK Ultra?
No.
I think he was just a drug head.
I mean, that's a big percentage of MK Ultra candidates.
Well, like, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Did he might have just been one.
Did you ever hear about that, about the military people that were sent up there to do experimental drugs, and then they didn't wasn't told anything, and, like, they didn't even tell them what they put in them, and then, like, a bunch of them went crazy because they were just imagine you're taken up there and you're told one thing and then all of a sudden you start hallucinating and shit.
Well, but here's the thing. You say they're giving them, you know, drugs and they don't know what it is. But if the actual person giving it to you don't know what it is, at that point you're taking poison. Because all you know is it is a substance you put in your body that your body reacts to. And it's whether or not you like that reaction. That
well, that's what I mean, man. Like, can you just imagine not knowing, like, hey, this is a weed brownie. And then you just all of a sudden you're like, oh, what's going on? You know, you're freaking out. You think you're dying.
Let's take that a step further. Imagine the first somebody that's run across Canada's plan is like, hey, I wonder if I can eat this. Or, hey, let's burn this for warmth. And set beside it and y'all up in the smoke.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine what happened there. So you got some Indians back in the day, you know, probably running from a mammoth.
Indians? You think
oh, my goodness. Native Americans, whoever the Native people were that were hunting freaking mammoths and stuff, and they're like, you know, they barely got fired. They got one wheel made. Riding down the road in that one wheel. Okay,
go ahead.
So they stop. Listen. Just listen to me.
I'm going to say where this goes.
That's the problem. I'm listening.
There's nothing to burn. I'm like, this. Oh, what is that? That's some good stuff. Let's see if we can make a fire out of that. They're all sitting around the freaking fire, and all of a sudden, they're all high as shit.
And they're looking at the stars going, like, I'm hungry. Yeah. We got mashed potatoes. You ever seen that? Actually summed up a whole episode I watched of The Big Bang Theory.
that was quite the trip we just took to come right back to the driveway. It was,
went down the road.
You asked. You were like, I wonder what happened the first time somebody found cannabis.
I mean, yes, but I didn't really think we'd get break down to the caveman roots of or the Indian caveman.
I didn't think we'd actually go down the whole road of what happened.
The Chappaqua Human Erectus.
Yeah. Who knows what happened?
You just actually wrote a book or an episode.
Yeah, riding saber-toothed tigers and they pull over.
Here's the question. They say they know what the bush was, but how we know the bush wasn't the burning bush?
That's what I was about to say.
I'm just saying.
It was a burning bush.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I mean, they did see some.
That's just like saying Adam and Eve. What if Adam and Eve meant an actual Adam and Eve meant electric?
I got a crazy thing for you. Do you think the Garden of Eden is still on this earth as a real legitimate place?
No.
Why? Wait, hang on. Elliot, answer.
I don't know.
Come on now, give me something. Come on, Captain Hypothetical.
I don't think so because we were not allowed to go there no more. And if it was here, we would find it.
You're 100%
we are not allowed
that
to
That does
go
not
there.
Mean it is not still a...
I mean, okay, if it's in like a hollow earth theory...
I'm talking about like just somewhere we can't access. Like it's an ethereal type space.
Well, yeah, possibly, but...
Probably Antarctica.
I don't know if it's in the Bible. I want to say it's in one of the, like... Dead Sea Scrolls or something, whatever it is.
Do you know about the angel that's supposed to guard it?
Yes, that's exactly what I was about
to say. Shoots the freaking light out of the sword.
And that's my theory to it. Like, if it's not just a... Have you ever seen Percy Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how they got that, like, veil over? Well, mortals can't see into it, whatever. That's kind of what I imagine in my head, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. I think, yeah. There's something to that.
But, I mean, there's so many places on this earth... face that we have not explored.
Talking about that, remember that one time when you were like real sick at work and you were like, I'm seeing shadows and stuff, and I was like, yeah, man, that means you're close
shadow
to
people.
It's like you're close to the other side, man, you're about to die.
Or what about the NASA theory?
What?
With what?
NASA was not originally like formed.
Oh yeah, they
went to
the
moon.
Yeah.
NASA they were going in the ocean.
NASA was originally hell bent on exploring every square inch of the ocean, which we still have not hit a even...
No, we haven't even dented it.
...percentage of it. Okay. But they were full bore, hell-bent, all about it. And then just stopped. And now they went 100% full bore to the moon.
Yeah, let's stop going down.
So why the... What did they find in the ocean that decided we need to get the hell off this rock?
What the hell did they find in Alaska to where you can't... You're not allowed to go down there.
Like, literally, think about it. And think about how much crazy shit has happened over the ocean. Yeah, okay, it could be a something as somebody crashed the ocean.
Yeah, but the Bermuda Triangle.
Well, how many little... Okay, what's it called? How do you know that ain't the Garden of Eden?
Yeah, or Atlantis.
Like, literally...
Or is the Garden of Eden what people think is Atlantis?
I mean, it's just as likely of a theory, but how do you know?
I mean, you don't know.
What if they put millions of drones?
These stories come from somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's what I always
say.
Millions
of drones, underwater, little drones that go up underwater with cameras on them and just shoot.
But here's the thing. You can chalk a lot of it up to an unknowledgeable population that had a lot of superstition and or religion built in. So there's a lot of just...
Yeah, but some of that stuff is crazy.
Okay, that's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's where it gets to the point of you can't just chalk it up to that, is where across all cultures,
it's the same
stories. Whole land, all religions, in different areas of the world, you have similarities.
The flood.
That all run along the side. The flood, that's one universal. But I'm talking about, like, stories of how things came to be.
How they had battles in the sky.
What depictions of, even when it was, like, pictograph-type depictions of history before they actually got written language down as a thing. Literally, you still had the same type of images that are patterned out.
It
just might be the culture's version of that image.
Like, as we're going.
So, with that being said, something is about... Have you ever heard of the spaceship theory?
No.
Okay, follow me on this. So, that theory, if I'm not mistaken, says that this is Earth 2.0.
Yeah, okay.
And that Earth 1.0 was Mars or Saturn, one of the two.
Yeah. But it's also the other planet that was the asteroid belt now that they believe.
Jupiter. Okay. So
the asteroid belt is, you can clearly see if it was
what you're about to describe is my reasoning for thinking this may not be it, or this probably is not likely, that it's more likely that this is a God-fearing created thing, because we are perfectly lined up in this slipstream of get fucking killed, wreck, son.
Oh, yeah.
And we are...
And we have all these defenses in our solar system.
And we have all this
stuff
built in that protects us when we should just be flecked off the map.
Yeah.
So what's up with the spaceship theory?
Okay, that's what I was getting at. So the theory is the people had gotten so far technologically advanced, basically they strip mined their version of Earth, okay?
Yeah.
To the point that they could no longer subsist, and it was going to self-implode, basically. So the ship that they put basically a starter kit of people onto to inhabit a new planet, the ship was called the Ark.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then they had to travel for 40 days, 40 nights.
Yeah.
When you're moving light years, yada. Then they get to their destination subsides, and they had to go and repopulate as they see fit. With all the things that you brought from the original Earth.
Yeah.
Now, you have that original people, they bring with them the knowledge they had of where they were before.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
But over time, grandma and grandpa's stories turns into legend, turns into tale of just where customs come from. Okay? Of how we got, the reason we do things we do.
Yeah.
So then, further down the road, let's say that becomes... not so much old wives' tales, but parables, basically. Lessons of what you should do to be a good human. Lessons we learned, don't do these things, but do these things in abundance, because that is the way you achieve a better outcome than what we did. But then you take that, and now you look at it from a people who is multi-generations removed from that, and do you see how that could easily become the story of the creation, the Bible, the origin theory of Earth.
Yeah.
Do you see how those stories could come into playing into that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little far-fetched, but that's what people sit there when they're bored out of their mind with just enough knowledge to be dangerous. And you can put points together like that. And I mean, guessing the grand scheme of things, that's just as likely as what I believe. But Really?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, really?
What? No, that's cool to think about. Like, I think about this stuff all the time. But, like, let's just talk about the Jewish religion.
They were told to eat certain things, you know, that were clean.
Yep. Like, that nobody else was doing. Like, everybody else was eating pigs and stuff.
That was before modern, like, knowledge
of but how did somebody know not to do that stuff? And to do it in a certain way where...
One, you got to understand, pigs back in the day were not fed like pigs.
I know.
They were fed literally the shit that nobody would eat. They didn't want to eat. And then what they didn't eat, the other ones, the pigs got
to eat. I know, but everybody else in the world besides, like, the Jews ate it. They ate shellfish, did everything, you know, and they had the diseases that came with it.
The basic answer that I would go based on just my direct answer to you, the easiest answer to it would be, well, the Jews being the chosen people who come from a long lineage and or were God's chosen people who had a higher knowledge, and he did not want those people to be dealing with the basis of problems.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's my argument. That's one of my arguments for...
I mean,
because I believe that. I believe in the
okay,
you know, in
but
Jewish
literally,
Bible. You
it
know.
Could be something as simple as a guy who was what they called a doctor back in that time.
Yeah, but how would that dude know? How would that...
Hold on. He was raised watching the fact that, say, his daddy ate pork every day. He loved bacon.
Okay? And saw him die.
And his daddy died at 35. But he hated pork, despised it. Okay, that's not hard to put that together, and you go, I know this to be 100% fact, and you just got lucky.
Well, not just food, though, either. The other cleanliness things that they did that were way ahead of everybody else, that just made them more healthy overall as a people.
They still shit in a canal down the street. I mean, it's not like they were just Clorox wipe achieving.
Well, I'm talking about just the lifestyle that they had was very clean for that time.
Well, yeah,
for
God.
For the time, yes, but I mean, that's the thing. That's where it all chalks back to the loving God creator.
Yeah.
And, like,
just, but that's what I'm saying. No, I'm arguing for it.
Right,
like,
he's
that's
not going to set you up for failure. That's the easiest answer to that.
But that's like the only religion that does that. Like, for the most part. There's a lot of arguments for the Christian religion. I'm going to say that line up very well, and then people, whenever they argue with it, they get to a point where they're no, just whatever. That's fake.
I saw it.
Like, there's a lot of things that can be proven.
But here's the argument most people use against it, and it's an argument that was created for it. However, it requires it to be an argument in the beginning. This is why I think it's a non-starter. But you got an argument of every religion has that version of that in there, okay? But also, every religion traced back to their starter point, you can see an origin story that is more of a mimicking of the Bible.
Yeah.
Like the basic principles of it, the guiding path storyline, just retold by cultural
storytellers. Yeah, different storytellers. Just told by a different culture.
Okay.
So they were just over there and they seen it happen.
That's,
and so that's their
for
opinion
it
of
is
it.
Is you can't trace the Bible back to something that is not God related as an origin point. Okay. But almost any religious text you can trace back to it or a predecessor to it.
But you can go all the way back to what the earliest person, the person who wrote Genesis and all that, was Moses. That's the earliest person you can go to.
No. The Bible is not the... I mean, yes, it does tell them, you know.
No. He's the one that wrote this book. So that's the thing. He wrote the first five books of the Bible.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
Yeah, that was after Moses, though.
I mean, I get that, but nevertheless.
But that's what I'm saying.
Who found
the
Dead Sea Scrolls?
Some farmer kid throwing rocks up in a cave, and it busted a jar or something. And he's like, oh, man, that sounded like a jar breaking. Goes in there, and it's just Dead Sea Scrolls.
When did they find those?
It was back in the early 2000s, wasn't it?
No,
like,
it was,
or 2010, something like that.
I thought it was late 90s because they had them out, like, showing them around, taking them around to places by then.
So
yeah,
was no stuff,
I've seen them set showing around.
Was no
school.
Stuff being wrote? I ain't looked at them, so it was like more stuff in it.
Well,
or
basically,
something?
It was the oldest version of the script that they've ever found, and they can like almost match it up perfectly with what we got today. And that's like doesn't happen.
And
in
it
history.
Gave more of an insight to like the Hebrew intellect of it, or the like
the actual meaning behind the words, like his actual. You got a more accurate reading of what it was because it was an earlier version, so it's just that.
Because you also got to take into account the Bible is something that when you think about the premise of it, you're taking it as the word from God himself. But here's the problem, that word has been filtered through first off man's voice, the original, whoever was the his extension of his word to put it down into something we could comprehend. That's the first filter.
Yeah.
And then after that, it has been filtered into every language, which not all languages swap, and some are absolutely horrible for that.
Yep.
Hebrew being one of them, and most of your Bible-related religious documents are from a translation that is based off the Hebrew translation. And that,
see, Jesus spoke Arabic, but he did speak Hebrew too, I think. But he spoke, his main language is Arabic.
And Arabic has a little bit too much phlegm in it to English well, so yeah.
It was it's a lot of stuff, like the whole thing. What's
like
name?
literal translations of it does not line up with our English language, and if they use the literal translation, it wouldn't make sense to you. But you'd have to understand their way of speaking and how they use like verbs, adverbs, like nouns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To understand how their words are placed to make it make more sense, and that requires an actual like, knowledge.
Uh-huh.
But then you also have like the Vatican and stuff, like in the Catholic Church, who puts their own spin onto it.
Damn, we're doing this, huh?
But I'm just saying, you got churches, like humans are going to be humans. We're gonna
use, got gold on
there. You said a mouthful in human gold human.
But I'm saying like they're going to twist things the way they want to say it. You know, they're going to.
History is written by the victor.
That's why they would teach everything. They would read the Bible in Latin, but they wouldn't teach somebody Latin, except for the people in the church. Because they were doing some crazy shit, you know, paying penances, just get out of purgatory and all that shit. They were making bank off people. Right. And then Luther came in and translated it for the common people.
Do you not see the equivalence and the irony of what you're sitting here describing?
It depends on what you're thinking about, because I'm not
excited. Priests were that day as politicians.
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the same. That's what I'm saying. Humans are going to be humans. It's the same thing. The same thing's going on today as it always has.
Do you see a politician wanting to hand over their power to Joe Blow?
No,
no.
That's my point. Why would they? Why would you get a pass into the club when all you're seeking is salvation from it? They can charge you for salvation.
What's I'm saying?
Once you
get
access,
money,
they can't charge you anymore.
Well, you know, that's why we don't get taught cursive anymore either, because all of our old documents are written in cursive.
No, that's because we literally use computers for every freaking thing.
You can still learn cursive. It's not hard.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
I mean, they
can
teach it.
But it's a dying form of...
It's only dying because they're letting it die.
We used to have calligraphy in school. You know how many people, just like us, in that day, were like, oh, they're not teaching calligraphy anymore.
Well, guess what? They could still teach it.
They could.
It's not. I mean, it's not physically impossible for humans to do this stuff anymore. Like we can still work on the. We can still work the same way we did back then. Like we're still physically able to do that.
Other than aesthetically pleasing, that we should be teaching calligraphy in schools.
Because our history was written in cursive at one point in time. We should have that. We have that duty.
Was written in calligraphic.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we should be taught that so we can actually read what's going on and be able to know our history.
Cursive was a standalone unit. That was something after this. Like,
what's calligraphy?
The real pretty, ornate version of writing where, like, they do all the extra lines that cross each other and sort of have the angled, chiseled little...
Well, it's the same thing with shop and stuff. I know, we live in a technology world, but if we leave that stuff behind, we're going to be lost as motherfuckers.
You leave your friends behind... Because if your friends got pants, then I ain't going
to dance. Yeah, we'll be all right. We always manage to just hang in there.
I don't know, man. It's a little different now, but...
Yeah. We're kind of a Rocky Balboa 15th round going against
I mean, you're
Russia.
Not wrong.
The Russia guy.
It is kind of different now, but I don't know if it's for the good or bad. I know it is currently a detriment, but I don't know.
I think it could be a good thing.
But the fact that information can spread so fast...
That's a good thing.
Yes, but with it comes the ability to spread false information just as fast, that people react just as hardcore.
And most people get their news from a meme.
Oh, no, it's not so much. Well, okay, yes, you're right about that. Okay, but it's not so much that that's a problem so much as it is that people don't care to hear the follow up.
Yeah.
They take the initial, they get pissed off, they run with it, and they don't want to hear the, you're an idiot, here's why.
That's where it plays on their emotions.
That's the dangerous part, because then you're running off an emotional, not a factual based argument. And if you're running off emotions, you're going to shake it sideways.
That's a lot of today's world, though. It's like they teach you.
That's why I got purple,
emotions.
Blue hair. They don't know what they are because they're emotional feelings.
You don't need to do that.
They tell you to take your emotions and use them as a victim status. And I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You told me you broke the wagon on that.
You know why? It's because I'm fat. I don't see me going to get a damn personal training show.
Thought you said you'd feel bad for me. You broke that horse wagon.
Yeah, man. That's how I fell off the wagon, dick.
Oh, emotions. I tear your ass up, boy.
I tell you what.
Yeah, but once you become an adult, you learn not to, just base everything off your emotions.
You're supposed to be.
When did you become an adult? I'm still waiting on that.
Man, I've been like that since I was. It has been a process, but.
Bro, I've been waiting on that. Hell, I'm kind of jealous. Is I like getting your?
I mean, it's okay to be emotional, but you just can't That can't be your front thing.
I didn't say shit about emotional.
That's what I'm saying.
I get emotional. If there's one emotion I can show, it is anger, guaranteed.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, being an adult, though, is being able to control your anger.
I know a lot of people that can control their anger that are not even remotely close to anything that would resemble the word adult.
It's just a part of it, man. You don't...
You're right.
It's part of it.
It's the concern of the outcome of if you don't handle the responsibilities of being an adult, what makes you an adult.
Oh, yeah.
And how you respond to that.
It's like, if I don't go to work, my bill, my car is going to be taken by the bank. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's... But, okay,
if I hit this dude, I'm going to jail, and I ain't going to be able to go to work tomorrow.
You can know that, and you can acknowledge that, and still not be an adult.
Yeah, sometimes you're like,
if you care about waking up and it being towed the next morning, that's where the concern is. Because if you care enough, then you're going to do something to prevent that.
Who's that one dude that's like one of them speakers? He's like always cusses and stuff. He's like... What the heck is his name?
Stone Cold.
No, he's just one of them, like, goes to colleges and gives speeches, and he cusses the whole time. And he's like, you know how we know how to live in a snowflake world? He
Steven
said,
Crowder?
If a man come up to you and spit in your mama's face, they gave a multiple choice answers. And like, well, if they had a bad day, or if they had a, you know... What's wrong with them?
Dude, I don't care if my mama hit me in the face, like right before this. If someone spit in my mama's face, I'm going to hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, there you go. That's what he said. Most of them, 99% of them, was trying to de-escalate it. No.
What the hell is having a bad day spitting
in my mama's face got to do with anything?
Yeah,
you know?
That's not even that.
Just because you couldn't control yourself, that means I got to control myself? Yeah. No.
I don't
You crossed that line already.
Walked over to you and kicked you right in your man purse. You haul off and stand up with even the intent of returning said response, and you're going to get field goaled again.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I don't care the reason.
Most of the world is always trying to...
100%, even
they're cowering down. They're literally rolling over like dogs.
Nah, suck it up, buttercup. I had to.
Yeah. That's right. But they just...
Well, see, the thing is, like, stuff like that... Not like that. I hope that never happens to anybody, but, like, just being... You can't be a wimp your whole life. I mean, dude... People are freaking wimps.
Out what she's pissed about and seeing if you might need to fix something.
Yeah. If she's mad at you for something, there's a reason.
I ain't going to say all that now.
It may be a stupid reason, but it's a reason.
Figure out what her reason is and then see if it's justified. But
you can do that after, though.
Well,
like,
somebody
spits in the face, you can figure it out after you
pick
your
teeth. Well, not the woman. I'm talking about just some dude, you know, just come up there and spit. And most of the people that answered was like, de-escalated.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's on site,
have...
but that's the thing. It can go
you
for
beat
you.
Beat their ass.
I don't care. I know you. I know you well. I know you wouldn't do some dumb shit like that. But if you decided to.
Yeah, it don't matter. It shouldn't matter.
You took your life in your own hands, and you knew it when you
know. Yeah, so you stepped across the line, man. You risked it whenever you decided to do that. So.
This is where it goes to. You can hear your phone.
Get your phone out of here. All
right. Let me explain something to you about having kids and the suckiness that involves.
You mean tell you something about having kids?
No, because you don't have any.
Exactly. It's great.
I don't know. I like.
I want to have kids, man. That's the thing. I do want to have kids.
I like my
kids.
For the most part.
I mean, yeah, mine are all right, but it's because...
I like being an uncle.
Mine are little versions of me, which means I can put up with me. It's just there's parts of me that irritate me, and they have those parts in its face. Nevertheless...
Do they got the argument in the part?
Like, your kids are like your kids.
Yeah.
But me and you can get along.
Yeah.
Your kids are an extension of you. That's to be expected. It's almost 100% success rate that people that I couldn't get along when we were in school.
Yeah.
Chances are I don't like the kids either.
It's usually the case. That's why they say, like, father like son.
I don't care. Prove me wrong.
You know what the best part about it is, though? You don't really got to put up with them. Like,
No, you
depends
gotta,
on if you want your kids to be, you know, socially accepted or socially pariah.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. To a certain extent, yeah.
Just being an ass, but. That's just for you. That ain't for them.
Or you want your kids to even have a relationship with you later on. You got to kind of get to know them some.
Well, I'm talking about like, I'm talking about with other people, you know, like.
Oh, no.
Keeping your kids away from certain people. You can.
Oh, yeah.
You have the choice to not let them be around certain people.
For a while. You can do that for a while.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like,
choice is a very strong word there.
Well, it depends. Like, yeah, if you got it, if they're on a football team together, yeah, you got to be there with them.
You can have an opinion. That don't mean you got to say.
You can keep them from them by doing
but,
a lot
but you
of
ain't
got
to let them go out to the party with
well,
them.
I was
supposed
to say, and depending on your pre-built, you know, relationship, depends on how far that word and your actual opinion goes.
I mean, if you know their daddy's a meth head, would you have your kids hanging out with their son?
Depends. Is daddy in their life?
Yes.
Okay, well then we need to figure out some shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you got a choice, but
I mean, I don't even ask, but I'm 100%.
That's when the parents have to show their ass.
Well, that's when you got to be a parent.
Doubt, but don't be dumb about giving them the benefit of the doubt.
No.
Yeah. Like, don't just be gullible.
Give a human understanding the fact that you have days that you want somebody to give you understanding. But don't do it to the point of being a fool.
Yeah.
Be aware that shit can go sour, and you don't want to give yourself too much room for shit to go sour.
I mean, definitely.
You can't believe everything they say at all. Probably, pretty much none of it. But
you got to remember how you were when you were a kid.
None of what you hear and half of what you see.
Yeah. Yep.
And like a quarter of what you taste.
Man.
There is no spoon.
Tell you what, man, there's some freaky podcasts out there. I was going through the other day.
There just is.
And the sign said, bad. Long hair freaky podcast need not apply.
But yeah, no, there really is. So what do you think the freakiest podcast is?
Ruthless Head Talk.
The Let's Get Freaky. Actually, no, the Stiff Socks podcast.
Stiff.
Yeah. Stiff Socks.
That already sounds disgusting.
Tell me you know who Trevor Wallace is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you do. You've seen him on Facebook, I guarantee it.
I probably have.
But it's his podcast. And yes, it is everything that it sounds like it is.
There's this one girl on here.
I like Theo Von's podcast, too.
You know, I try to listen to it sometimes. Sometimes they're freaking hilarious.
It's not one that I can listen to all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Some are good.
Yeah.
Like Rogan's, I can just put on and listen to most of the time, unless it's just somebody I just don't care for.
It's because it's his voice, though.
It's not even like, that so much as the inquisitive. At some point in time, you're going to come across either a
awesome
what
one.
The hell or a.
Well, the other thing is kind of like we do. Is like it don't matter where you start in it. If you just like listening to it, you know, you're doing some work and you go back to listen to it, they're on a different topic anyway. So
yeah.
you're not having to catch up.
Yeah,
you're just going, and that's what's nice about it. You just keep going, and it's just entertaining.
Yeah,
his stuff. He's
he does do he goes into
and
detail
he's,
and stuff.
And
I know,
he's discerning about it. That's the thing. Like if it's a short one,
he's a great host.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's a short
but
one,
he's
it's
done
because
it for a long time
the guest was usually very concise with their point, or they only had a certain thing to talk about. Whatever, you know, hour and a half.
Yeah.
When he goes into the three and a half hour ones,
yeah,
every single stitch of that 3.5 hours is entertaining, and makes it worth putting that long ass podcast up because people are still gonna listen to every minute of it.
I liked the Snoop Dogg one. That was pretty good. That was pretty cool.
Snoop Dogg's a dummy. You know that, right?
I mean,
like,
depends on your outlook of it.
I mean, he's not.
Because like, he's still
he's
a multimillionaire, no matter what.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean,
he's smart. He did. I mean, he played his cards right.
He played into what made him a multimillionaire, but hell, all he did was step. Somebody knew him anyway because he knew about him rapping when he was young. Because he come in very young.
I ain't hating on nobody for how they got there as long as they got there and didn't kill nobody to do it.
No one's about dead.
He ain't never knew nothing but that type of life, the whole popular.
Well, see, what he did is he took his product, which was him, and he refined it and he ran with it. That's what you got to do. I mean, you got to make your own person.
He made it more advertising friendly.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's the friendly neighborhood pothead, not the killer with the
The thug with the Cadillac converter when you're asleep.
Putting somebody in a wheelchair type.
He threw his gang sign up over at the Super Bowl. He's like,
I mean, you gotta keep his image.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta keep the blue flag hanging out the lips.
Yeah, the Crip side.
Yeah.
I remember that's an old song.
Yep. That tastes like chicken in it. There's actually 19 herbs and spices in that. I'm going to tell you about the other
one. Oh, wow, man.
That would be what we call check and mate.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. It's cool. I understand.
I didn't want to get slobbered
on my slobber.
You basically didn't want to spit the slobber like a baby.
I know. That's sweet tea stout.
Yeah, that's a very hydrating-ass sweet tea he's got there. Tell you what.
And you're drinking a Red Bull. Wow.
That's sugar dough.
I've always liked roller coasters.
I just burped into the mic.
They heard.
They will hear. They haven't heard it yet.
I mean, the us that is in this podcast right now speaking to their ears. Yes.
They heard.
We're in real time with them.
They heard.
We're there
the government
with the
heard,
listeners now.
The government heard also, and also the aliens heard.
And the reptilians. And
look, I was talking about demons. That this weekend, man. I always wanted to get abducted, just to see.
You ever seen the movie The Langoliers? Stephen King movie, based on a book.
No.
Okay. Basic premise is time is a steadily moving feature, like a side scroller video game. However, where you just left from is a real picture perfect stuck moment in time, just void of people.
Yeah.
People is what creates time. So people are the point that move through time. The rest of it is just artifact left. Okay, well, if this is a continually producing thing, like for all of eternity, something's got to happen with the shit that's been created and left.
Yeah.
Okay. Langoliers.
It's like Land of the Lost.
No, it's not. But Langoliers.
But Land of Lost is funnier.
Okay, probably. Yes. Yes, 100%. This is not. This is very much so what the fuckery. Nevertheless, these basically like moving tornado with teeth come and just inhale everything, and it's like a thing right behind there.
Yeah, but that's not. But that doesn't happen. I've never seen a tornado with teeth in it.
I got a question. can you name? Have you ever read any Stephen King? That's kind of a
It and like a few other ones. Oh, okay, but
that's so there's clowns down.
You
know,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of extreme. You know, suspend your disbelief.
We all float down here. We all float up in here. That's for sure.
No, what really happens is a bunch of rednecks be out there when a tornado's coming, like, we'll just sit on the porch, drink beer, and watch
it go by. Do you remember seeing that movie? It's like Geostorm or something, and it had the two rednecks on the four-wheelers, and they was going to be storm chasers, and they got picked up by the tornado and flung and survived it. And
yeah, at the end of it. Yeah.
The one's got the GoPro on, they're all like chasing the damn tornado.
I call that high school, roughly 2003, Mazda Miata. Or Mazda B2300.
I love doing that, man. Like, just going out, it's dangerous.
You used to follow them?
I did a lot of stupid shit.
You know, that's what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
Storm
like,
chaser?
Yeah, whenever they come and ask you the question, what you want to be when you get an adult, that's what I wanted to do.
You are at home less as a storm chaser than you are as a trucker. At least a trucker has a consistent thing. All year round, you're chasing different types of storms all around the United States.
You're basically living on the road.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a storm chaser. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's cool.
I mean, it's definitely cool, but, I mean, you know.
Dude, you get to be a nerd for no reason at all, basically, because we got Twister for that.
Yeah, Elon Musk is hiring. I'm good.
I'd rather be a storm chaser.
He said something the other day about gas prices.
Man, that's going up.
You know they're bad when a billionaire says something about gas.
You see what he did with Starlink?
Yeah, over there in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
All right, you know what Starlink is, right?
It's something like another internet, basically.
It's satellite internet, but it's link dedicated system, like 200, 300, anywhere the fuck you go in the United States, they will have service to you, upload, download.
Yeah. I want
to
get it.
All the time.
Okay. Well, somebody sent him some kind of correspondence. I don't know if it's Twitter or...
It was like, why don't Elon Musk do this with Starlink, and he did it.
Because they were trying to open up, they needed to open up communication.
Yeah.
Because they were shutting down the internet there that they could control. Okay, you can't control Starlink.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, as soon as he did that, great humanitarian thing, awesome, go Elon Musk, they jump his ass, saying that he should censor or disable Russia's ability to use Starlink.
Wow.
Here's the thing, and that's, I get there are people on that side of the argument that are looking at it from what they feel like is a morally.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. If we do that on every little thing, we wouldn't have a planet anymore.
If you can't look what you consider to be a bad opinion in the eye. Because
everybody has their own opinion.
And come up with a verbal way of easily defeating this as a you're retarded, go back to the drawing board type of idea. And make that a generally acceptable thing across the population, you will never have any kind of peace. You'll always have some form of revolt because as a population of people, they don't believe what they are being led by.
Well, that's a big thing. We're taught that, you know, there's no wrong answers. Or there's no stupid questions. There's no wrong answers. You know, that type of thing. There are wrong answers. Like, there's ways that you don't need to do that. Like,
well, there's definitely wrong answers, but there's not stupid questions. It's being stupid about asking a question.
Yeah.
If you have critical thinking... You have the ability to stop a bunch of stupid questions before they come out of your
mouth. That's what most people want.
That is the point of a stupid question. If you ask a stupid question, in certain circumstances, anybody is capable of that.
Is 1 inch a foot?
But it's the theory behind it of the how simple was it to be able to answer your stupid question that you didn't put the effort into before you asked it?
All right, what did he say?
Who? Sorry to be such a free speech absolutist, but I don't believe in blocking anybody's ability to communicate.
That's
the best answer you could have given on it.
But it would be awesome if he had a whole gadget of people and was like, I can take over the world.
If?
Well, okay, he does. But him and Bezos are
going back and forth in like a fucking seesaw motion as to who has the most money to piss away. I think he could. If he decided Mars was no longer his objective,
what if him and Trump?
And now it was Earth.
What if him and Trump got together and was like, "Let's just make a new Earth."
See, yeah. I don't believe in comic book shit. That's comic book shit. That's like Marvel movies.
Man, you know what though? Comic book shit is realistic shit today, though.
The morals of it are based in reality, but it is.
I'm talking about just some of the doodads and stuff they had that we never thought was going to be here.
I mean, okay, yeah, that's
talking on the phones to each other.
But also, just you got to think it's the equivalent.
Some old redneck was like, "We ain't never going to be able to talk to people in China."
Bottled water. Why don't you get that?
But that same crazy. That gets religion right there.
But
I'll tell you one thing.
But that same redneck right there grew up with somebody who is sitting here going, "No, man, you're crazy as hell. There's going to be flying cars. Like somebody has a dreamer who can
take what we have and imagine
the possibilities with it."
Exactly.
Okay.
You don't think we can repopulate another planet? I think we have the capacity.
I have absolutely
to do that.
No doubt we can. I just don't think we have the capability of doing it now because we are not.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're not going to see it.
We're not ready for it.
I think there are going to be travel, but as far as being able to be something that we can go to Mars as a. If you're really rich and loaded as a trip you want
to
take,
we may be able to start it in maybe 100, 200 years.
I want to know more about the Starlink stuff. Like, okay, I know you got the internet.
This stuff's awesome.
All right, when is this going to be.
It's like a whole new
worldwide.
He's doing major hubs right now.
He is?
Yeah, like big areas that are that have no service, don't have standard service. That's his test areas because it's a beta system they're in right now.
Yeah.
So like if you're in it, it's because you
basically
you
free
signed,
internet.
Well, the thing you about signed it, up for it, and there's a waiting list for it right now. When it becomes an active like stock market tradable type deal.
Dude, I need to freaking invest in that.
Okay,
man.
But here's the thing.
How
the
you
internet,
do that?
That is going to completely overhaul the internet as we know it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the problem.
It will make it a
Do you remember the conversation we had involving Elon Musk, the first podcast I was on it?
No.
About the Neuralink?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's do Neuralink mixed with the overhaul of the internet that Starlink is going to have.
Yeah.
And remember all the impossibilities I told you about Neuralink?
They can be able to
multiply them by magnitude.
No, not multiply them. That's how it's going to happen because they got to have somewhere to transfer that data to. It's not going to be just mine.
And there's where your Earth 2.0 comes from.
Neuralink.
What if we just go to a new Earth and we never even leave
Earth?
Neuralink
could stand alone right now based on the connectivity that we have as a human population.
But the thing is, they're not. It's a satellite and it's a low orbit satellite, which means eventually it falls back to Earth's orbit, and they got to keep putting them up in there.
Okay.
As of right now, and that's why the whole thing with his rockets and stuff, and how that's the reason why he was wanting them to reuse his rockets because of Starlink, because he was going to have to keep shooting them up there over time, and why not go ahead and have that technology down pat before you even get there? You know, he's being smart about
it. That's what I was going to say. That's the difference of somebody who is thinking long term, cost effectively to achieve a goal, not so much as make the most amount of money I can off of what we're doing right now, and then we will adapt when we get to the point we have to adapt.
Did you watch him when he started shooting up the big starship that looked like corn?
Oh, yeah, sitting there looking like a kid in the sky. Just
me and my older brother, man, we were sitting there watching the launches and stuff.
If you just put, I ain't no telling how many millions or possibly billions that you put into something and you finally get to see it come to fruition.
He still went off the grid on that one. I was trying to figure out more about Starlink.
Hear me out. It is this simple. It is globally capable internet.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
Connecting everything.
High-speed Wi-Fi.
Everything.
So is it going to be free?
Stop. No, that's retarded. It's a good. You're going to have to pay for it. Nothing in life's free. You knew that. With that being said, it is going to be relatively cheap in the grand scheme of things, and it's going to be you don't have to use it at your house. You need a subscription, and you can access it from anywhere as a grid system.
Yeah, so you can be in. But I mean, there's some negative
stuff. So it's going to be like the garbage bill.
Here's where my point was going with
that. Basically.
Of what I was getting at, why that's an issue. Neuralink and Starlink combined.
Who's doing Neuralink?
You now take
Elon Musk.
Well, you now take internet that you still, even at Wi-Fi, there is a access point for that Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That is based around a certain area that keeps you within a certain block. Okay.
With the access point.
With Starlink, with that access point being fluid and your IP constantly changing no matter where you are, because you still have service anywhere you want to go. All you have is a subscription, a number that follows you versus a number that comes to you, an IP address. Okay? Now you've created global wireless.
You don't need
you're unchained
that no more.
You okay, but that takes Neuralink and like literally the magnitude of 10 or better towards the possibilities with that system, period. Because the internet being a thing on top of Neuralink is already astronomical possibility.
So instead of populating...
Yeah, the internet we see today is going
to
be gone.
Make that,
it's not
I could
there
walk
anymore.
Out this door and walk to my house right now and be connected to internet the full time. Game changer.
So this is what's great about Neuralink. The population is going to go down.
Why you say that?
Because remember when you said to get them... if they can make your whole body feel stuff too. Imagine hooking up with a girl and Neuralink thing.
If you can hook into the senses and hook into your body's like reward system, like the dopamine hits,
mm-hmm.
those two things, you've pretty much got the human brain whooped.
Yep, it's over with.
Literally, you can feed it nothing but happiness. And if you have happiness as a quantifiable drug,
at all times,
humanity is so hardcore fucked. It is unreal.
Yeah, bad.
Even the people who are born now that are good people at their soul, people who have been the greatest humans we've had walk this earth, would be so easily corruptible by something that
definitely
that addictive to the human.
You wouldn't have to
experience.
Even move, man. Now you just
especially if you were from a child. From a child, you were raised. Knowing nothing but that.
Yeah.
Think about like our kids with technology versus how we are. We kind of saw the transition.
Yeah.
They know nothing about anything without technology.
They're going to see their kids just laying there.
Literally. Because
all the time, forever.
It feels, and it's going to come to a point where people are
you got
to
get up and eat.
This is so amazing. That's why you have like metaverse and shit like that. Okay. This is going to become where literally a society is now you have. This ties into a lot. So the whole world, Great Reset.
Yeah.
That you'll own nothing and you'll love it. You'll like it. Okay. That plays into this. Because do you realize that if your whole existence is based around things you do on the internet, even if I'm sure this will happen at some point, like making money in your job is based around being logged into the internet. Okay. That's great. And that sounds awesome. But if you're talking about you're literally can feel and you can hurt and you can be happy in the same way depending on what the program tells you and sends signals to you, that means at work you can still be bored.
Yeah,
you can still be hurt. Like you can still be everything about the human experience minus the human experience. You reduce your carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
What is the overall goal of the Great Reset?
Depopulation.
Okay, so if you own nothing, because everything you actually have is in digital form.
Yeah, even your family.
But your body lies. I mean, your body's just going to die. It's not going. You're not going to be able to.
Okay, apathy is a real thing, but think about tinge units.
What I'm saying, you're not going.
We can make your muscles move. We can make. It's not resistant training, but you'll be lean. You'll be fit.
I understand that, but that equipment has to have maintenance. So it's not just going to run forever.
Okay, cool. But you act like we're not going to be something like this is not.
It's not, but we're not. It's like we're not a renewable resource when it comes to that. Once you start, we lose our population, be able to repopulate, that's gone.
Dude,
like you're just going to run out.
As long as you have more than
that's 10, what's called extinction.
As long as you have more than 10 women and a dude, you got the Earth will repopulate in like two generations.
Yeah, but you're going to keep Starlink up with just two people?
No, but if you've literally reduced that, you're not worried about Starlink. You're worried about
saying,
survival.
But eventually, it's going to destroy itself. It's a
everything always does.
I mean, yeah, because you're in a finite system. Like we're in a finite universe. There's only so much of certain things available.
Okay, so we're gonna have our little slice of heaven for a few hundred years, and then we're just all gonna be dead anyway.
Well, that's where
what I'm saying.
Like, here's the theory on that. Like literally a. The next generation flourishes when the previous generation plants a tree that they know whose shade they will never sit. Okay?
Yeah, you got to think ahead.
All right, you got to be worried about the generation after it and prepare something for them to have, or you're eventually going to tear through everything. Okay? That applies to boomers. Okay, literally, like they were in a booming ass thing. They could do as they wanted to. That's when college became a big ordeal. Like that's, you know, that's what they grew, looking at. Okay. They had it where you could buy and you could go get a job and a dude, the head of the household guy could actually take care of family, have a stay-at-home wife, and take care of kids and not be hurting for money, not be just absolutely strapped. Like, they wasn't just high class, but you could survive easily, be happy.
No, you were comfortable. Yeah. You were living comfortably.
All right. Well, as that's steadily progressed into not being any longer a possibility, now you've created miserableness as a factor. You've created wedges in relationships because now there's no time for it.
Yeah.
You can say it's archaic. You can say whatever you want to about the way it was, say, 40s or 50s. You know, the happy house, why the trod wife, whatever you want to say. Literally, if that is happiness to people, who are you to tell them their happiness is wrong?
Yeah.
It might not be your happiness, but if they're happy, leave them the fuck alone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to, like, think about that. Like, your kids,
they are fucking that's them what, up. They're literally thinking about that, but they are working against it. Like, that's why we have people who are against the nuclear family. You have people who are, like, this stuff drives wedges into relationships because when you're both working, you both come home tired. You both come home miserable. You
both pissed off. About, you got we're kids talking about on top of it.
You
got responsibility. Right?
You drift apart. Like, shit, that drives wedges. That is what it is. Okay, but that used to not be the case. But if you're literally trying to destroy a society and or make it literally just a people that you use for the benefit of having people, but they're easily curtailed because you can keep them happy by sending out a fucking email.
But we're talking about Starlink, though. So we're talking, you know.
All Starlink does is take whatever is possible with the internet now.
Yes, I know that. And exacerbates it to we're talking about living and, you know, having that zero carbon footprint.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in that world, right?
That's more capable for Neuralink than Starlink.
But the only way that world will survive is if this was a perfect world. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you say that?
Because people aren't perfect. People are freaking... Some people are evil.
That's true, but I got a question. Do you not think that... Okay, when I say the whole...
No, I don't trust anybody.
Okay, that's cool. That actually is a good thing and plays into what I'm about to say. You shouldn't. Because do you not believe that these people who are kind of shifting this narrative into what they want to see for that, like Schwab... Soros, whatever. Do you think they're going to be part of Neuralink?
No.
Okay, do you think they're the ones they're going to be the ones that have everything that you no longer have, and they're going to be tickled about it?
Yeah.
But they're not going to be in there with you. Yeah, they need exactly. you happy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And not trying to buck the system.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But they're not going to be part of it. They're going to be the ones enjoying the fruit. Okay.
Yeah, back in the boomers, they had that same thing, and that's why we're in the mess we are now, because they got comfortable and wasn't paying the fucking attention about what was going on.
All this is playing full circle, because remember that finite universe we were talking about, the resources?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're not so finite when you have a tenth or a percentage of the population utilizing them now.
Well, because
everything else, the other population is using is digital.
But you know what? Like, me and you and Elliot and everybody else around here, we're not George Soros. We're going to be the ones on the other end of that.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with being a plebe.
Yeah, but we're not plebes. We're actually what makes this planet go around.
Hence the reason you have a dangerous population unless you control them with happiness. You keep them happy. You have the ability to pull the plug.
Well, that's why I'm kind of against. I'm not against just like technology. The Matrix. I'm not against technology, but yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's going to be.
Keep them happy.
It's not that. It shouldn't be. We should have rules that we need to put in place before this stuff gets here.
But you have no clue with that. That'd be like somebody trying to regulate the internet in the 80s.
No, I know that, but we kind of got an idea. Right? But since we've had the internet, though, we've had all these different things that's come out. We kind of can guesstimate what might happen better than somebody that's never had a light bulb before.
Mm-hmm. So what's the history of the government writing laws, and when they realized they were dumb laws, we should really repeal that. What's the history? What's the track record on that?
It takes
what's
a while.
The batting average? Let me know.
But they use, zero. There's some that they
do. There's some they do, but here's the issue I have. Even though some... We're talking generations before they get around to erasing it.
There's more laws than people even know exist.
Okay, so even in the what I consider a better,
still beat your wife and miss
deliberative way of doing things.
As long as it's on the courthouse lawn and on Sunday.
Yeah.
Seriously.
What I consider more of a deliberative way of doing things, you know, I sit there and actually talk about it and do what is good for a group of people, not just the one. Okay. But even in the best form of that we have, which I consider the United States to be, we still have flaws. So what do you do with that?
Well, the thing is, like, we don't think the same way we did back then. And it wasn't even us. It wasn't the normal people. I don't know, man.
Do you think that's a detriment?
No, we learn as we grow, and we're adapting as a species. We evolve.
You just got to bring the morals with you. The moral lessons need to train.
Well, that's what the big thing is, like...
Well, we haven't brought the moral
whenever
lessons.
You can't do that whenever you got a whole population that's raised by the government.
Wrong. You can't do that when you literally have people saying you can't do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a divide there, and people don't realize that they can close that divide, and it doesn't take anything. All you got to do is just do it.
If you erase, figure out a way. This is probably true across all of history. If you've ever figured out a way to identify,
I'm still over here thinking about Starlink.
To identify,
that's what we're talking about. Starlink.
And eradicate the malicious, mischievous actor who has the ability to play
But you never
they are wanting
that.
As a malicious intent and use an emotional response that is true across all of humanity to justify it, but they have an underlying bad intention, you've got it won. You've got it licked because all the people are going to do all the fighting for you. All you got to do is be the mouthpiece to keep them riled up about it.
Yeah.
But the real reason that you're wanting it done is for this. And like, oh, no, that's not true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And most people, that's what we're trying to do.
But how many of those times that you can think of just in the last 100 years that have turned out to actually be true when shit actually gets unclassified? They were actually doing that. So at that point, this has become to be expected.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Yeah, but right? That's what I'm saying. Why would we even trust anybody at this point in history with anything like that?
At this point in history, hell, that statement's been true for 80 years, guaranteed.
Thousands of years ever since, you know. But that's what I'm saying. We can't just blindly go in and trust in this. Like,
but here's the crazy thing. It's been true for thousands of years, and they've been blindly following for thousands of years.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's because you got
I think I'm going to go down that road.
That's because you got just the troglodytes walking around.
You have a weak-willed group of people.
Yes.
I'm going to go hardcore.
Okay.
And that's most people.
But even here's the thing. Even people who are born weak-willed, humans have the ability to have a redeeming factor or redeeming arc, whatever. Okay.
Of course.
But it's a sliding scale. So a shitty person in the end of the story can be the best person in the world. The best person in the world can be corrupted to the point they see nothing but red. And there's always a gray area in between of a really shitty dude can do a really great thing. And a really great person can do a really shitty thing.
Well, most people do.
It's
really
all
shitty
it's all capable, and it's all in the mental fortitude and like your actual who you are as a person, and knowing that versus being so susceptible to something and not knowing what you stand for. That's how you make something snap.
Yeah.
If you don't know where you're like where you stand, period, and know that that is not wavering, to know that what you are is this, and you can say that and stand up in the face of something that is going against that. You are literally just a ticking time bomb of when that psyche snaps. Because there's going to be something that contradicts it, and you don't have the standing to go, no, that's not right.
You know, that's kind of why we were, like, made these rights up as our country. Like, that's the rights that people came to realize that everybody has.
That's where I disagree with you. We didn't make shit up.
No. I'm just saying we come to the realization that those rights do exist, and then we made a constitution that protected it.
Yeah.
It's always been there.
Natural
God-given
human rights.
Exactly.
Being born on this earth
gives
you certain
freedom.
Yes, we're humans. We always have that same right equally with each other.
But we also allowed laws that are not necessarily human rights, but for a civil society.
Yeah, well, you got
to. Better for and expected.
Yeah.
That's where government comes in.
They do
that
the other
is the slippery
shit.
Slope
yes.
of where, yes, they are supposed to protect the people, but you don't give them enough power to hurt the people, but they do need a certain modicum of
yeah,
power.
Yeah, well, that's where we get their checks and balances. They're supposed
people.
To, but and right now, there's just people that are just ignoring it.
And that's where the whole problem of politics extends, because
there
is a steadily push and pull of wanting
bullshit.
More power
yeah.
and trying to keep them from having all that power.
Yeah.
Knowing they need it, knowing they don't need it.
Well, eventually, how you going the whoever's coming for their debt, since we kind of went into politics, the debt situation, when is the debt situation
the
going to take
States
care
debt?
Let me tell you something. I don't owe nobody
they're
nothing.
They're going what? Hold
they're
on.
Default on that.
You think they're just going
to
go?
The dollar is going to absolutely blow up.
And they're just going to use something else?
I guarantee you, it's either going to be war or something, because they're going to default on it. China and say, we ain't going to pay you. What you going to do about it? Nah. And China's either going to do something about it, or they're going to paper tiger up and
say
nothing.
Yeah, but China's only like $1.2 trillion we owe them. We owe the world.
Yeah, we owe a lot more than just China.
I get that, but literally, I don't.
No. Hey, let's rephrase that. We do not owe anybody anything.
So say, if Trump was in there, I know what he would say.
Those politicians.
Not fucking pay NATO, and we'll talk about paying our shit.
Yeah.
The politicians are the ones. The people who
over 3% of NATO, and there's people who don't pay a percent.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't realize these bills, they got signatures on them. It's like a check.
Yeah, they go to the president, he's no longer over there, that's whatever. But
it doesn't matter, that's not us, though. We don't have any right whatsoever to pay what they're sitting there doing.
Nope, but guess what? The speaker that you elected to be your elected representative, your voice...
I didn't elect her.
As a human born in the United States, you have the right... Stop. The president of the United States, you have the right...
Pelosi?
I don't care if you voted for him or not. The fact that you have the right to vote in it just because your guy lost does not mean you're not part of the system who made a general consensus to do that, and that's what government is. You're just as damn liable for it,
not.
No matter how much sovereign citizen
you
try
to
spice
all. So if
they cheated.
Okay, up in New York, so up in New York, if they vote to legalize abortion after 2 years, it's my fault?
Nope, didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. But okay, who signed the bill to do China or whatever? Like, is somebody? But it's not our state didn't do it.
Are you a resident of the United States? I mean, shit, New York.
No.
Then you're not relative to that conversation. You're a resident of the United States.
Okay, I'm not a resident of D.C. I don't get to fucking pay their shit.
No, but they did not sign this as the, like, the Republic or the whatever of D.C.
That basically now we cheated and we got away with it. Now do something.
But that's not like you're breaking this down into a more.
No. I'm just saying it just pisses me off.
I get it, but that don't mean you're not on the hook. We're all on the hook for it.
No, we're not, because some of this stuff happened before we were even born, man.
Yeah, that has nothing to bear on whether you're on the hook or not. You ain't changing your citizenship. You're not renouncing your citizenship.
It ain't like I'm going to pay the shit back.
I mean, that's the thing. Okay, realistically, yes, they can't come to you and get somebody.
Well, they're not going to. That's the thing.
But realistically, if Big Daddy Boss Man decides, bitch, need to give me my money, they can more than likely, hell, they welcome to come here. It's just going to be, you better come prepared.
You can take it one bullet at a damn time.
Okay, nevertheless, that's the way everything's been handled in all of history.
Pay them back in bullets.
I'll get your cable out of them. I don't care.
You have a civil agreement. If that is kept both sides happy, cool.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so we do have to agreement with our government. There's to do it. So they're contrary. Therefore, they should be the ones that are getting the information. Ever since I've been involved in the
that's been in relationship. Hey, and they probably hung up and said,
no.
Hello?
No,
like, it's like okay. You as a
no, she stood
human.
Up.
Okay, but let's, I told her, let's take that same mindset with the truck drivers right now. Up. If we just didn't do it and didn't just go up there, let me drive my truck up here to DC.
About it?
If everybody just had that mindset and just sat their ass at the house, then it wouldn't be a convoy. You know what I mean?
If everybody had that mindset, they would literally do such a
detrimental. Hey, what's up with that convoy?
Oh, it's I think it's almost there. Isn't
it? It's there. It was there.
They're not actually going to DC if they do the dumbest shit.
Yeah, it's like Hades up there.
Of DC, because then they can't be charged federally, and just made where people can't get in and out of DC.
Yeah. There's no point to go in there anyway. There's nothing there but a bunch of shit. I mean,
there's plenty point in the actual. What's the word I'm looking for?
I think it was a bit that just surrounded us.
That's what I said.
As you saw about going into buildings, that's what I thought you were saying.
No, I'm talking about the whole.
He said, "Don't go in D.C."
Surround their butts, make them look like they're up on siege or something.
Well, see, here's the thing on that: you can't make it look like that because then they can act upon that.
Let them motherfuckers fire. Just let them kill some of those truck drivers. See what happens.
Cool, man. That's great.
Okay.
But for that,
people are already pissed off.
Yeah, great. But that for that to kick off. You're justifying, they blew up truck.
Okay, dude.
Can we avoid that part first?
These dudes back in the Revolutionary War went to a freaking ship and threw tea out and let it rot in the freaking bay, and it stunk the whole place up.
But back in that time, you wouldn't have had anybody sitting there trying to wall off D.C.
You know what they said? They said, I don't give a shit. Kiss my ass. That's what they were saying.
The problem with playing the game is you have to play the game by the worst actor's rules.
Yeah.
And you still have to win. If you cannot accept that, if you have to balk against that, there's no point in playing the game because they're going to piss you off.
Okay,
and they're
what do they do? Yourself. They do whatever they want to do.
Yes, that's
okay.
You have to know that off the bat.
We got to start doing whatever we want to do.
I agree. We do have to use the.
But I mean, we can't hurt each other. You know, we
got
to still.
That is where
the game has got.
Like you just said, we'll call that to happen.
I agree with what you're saying, but the game is over with.
Try not to.
We're done with the game.
No, the game is very much afoot.
Yeah, all you got to do is just stand the hell up, and the board game gets crashing.
Now it's more of a verbal than it is an actual action.
Now it's just.
And yes, if you stand up and throw the board, that's great, but that's just mutually assured destruction. But yeah, you can throw nukes. You can send nukes flying out past each other.
Yeah, right on them.
But guess what? That's the equivalent of taking that game board and
flying. You can't yell at the game. It's still wide open for anybody.
Politics
is like the heat of the moment right now.
That's there will always be somebody.
Because everybody wants a good guy in there.
And the intent to take the power that they are capable of being given with trust and using it to the detriment of a group of people for their own gain. That is just liberal natural politics. All this politics tracking the market.
You're trying to get the country out of the goodness of your heart, politics out of it, and there's a hand with it. Get something out of this.
Get it.
But that's the thing. But it's funny to you. That's a dark humor.
That was just me fucking with
correct.
You.
But there's a lot of people who literally have that same thought process that don't look at it as just trolling, being humorful. That's their outlook on life.
Yeah, I understand.
That's the problem.
But then there's some people that are like, just don't care.
I mean, that's generally those people are the ones that don't care. If you care, I mean, like, you have nothing, some kind of understanding.
Like,
if there's something that lights any,
today.
If there's something that lights any form of a passion inside of you, if you.
Sorry. He fucking just started.
Well, that's how they are, man. That's, their whole life is that. Just one big.
But, yeah, go ahead about your passion.
No, I mean, if you have any kind of something that lies a passion in you, you have interest in something you're interested in.
Man, why is
it so
dark in here now?
But think about how many people who don't. I know. Literally just go to work, humdrum through it, go home, cook something to eat, go to sleep, wake up, do it again.
Yeah.
Repeat. They don't have any sort of.
Has four tools.
You know, here's the problem that I have. I was like that and was just, you know, going in every which way, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm just at the point where, yeah, I want to be that guy that you just explained.
Who?
The guy that goes home, comes home, eats, that's it. No more.
Okay.
I'm done.
But that comes from a place of wisdom, not from a place of, like, depression, not from a place of, or a lack of knowledge of achievable, better happiness.
Because you done figured out there ain't fucking shit you can do.
That's back to the wisdom. You have a knowledge that gives you the understanding that you would rather do that than go and do all the stuff that is a pleasure to the skin.
But there is good things you can do, like learn hobbies and trades that is protective, you know, it's productive to yourself and your own health.
Back to the passion part. If you have something that is like that, that gives you a drive that you like to do extra besides what you need to do to survive, which is your job, your relationship, your procreation, your seed going forth, taking care of them. If you have something that outside of that, that actually burns inside of you that you have to handle, that's where you have people like coaches who are great at what they do, teachers who are great at what they do. The passion jobs that are not necessarily paid as well as they should be for the shit that you have to put them into it out of your personal life to make it a job worth doing. That's the shit that interests me.
Yeah.
That's what intrigues me. If I find somebody that's doing something like that, that means they have something that is selfless in them that drives them to do for other people. Even if they're a shit human, that thought process is in them, and I'd like to at least, you know, talk to them and understand them. Like, literally, that if you're not even to that point, chances are I'm just being cordial with you. I don't have any shit to say to you.
That's understandable.
If I can have, like, at least, like, make a joke and it flies smooth over your head, I'm probably done.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of humor.
I'm not even humor, just understand that life is not just 100% just humdrum blah.
It was for me for a minute.
I like those people that just believe everything they see.
Before you figure out, you know, the meaning of life, I guess, or whatever, everybody has that, like the outside, that was the exoteric feeling or whatever, that word. But it's what you do with that knowledge of either you can let it worry the shit out of you and eat you alive, or come to grips with, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time. And
but we are here for, I mean, we got to think about our future too, though.
Bible, like, says that a lifetime, blink of an eye.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, but you still got to think about your future.
You're still trying, like, to always help somebody
out. I'm not talking about you're going to die. Of course, we're all going to die. But you're going to have kids, and they're going to have kids, and they're going to have kids. And that's what you got to think about, because you can't just ruin it for them.
You do got to try.
That's being a piece of shit.
A human population flourishes literally when people think like you just did. Like I said earlier, when they plant a tree, they know they will never get to sit under the shade of it.
But you got to balance all that together. That's just life.
And that comes from being a decent enough human that has enough self-awareness to think outside of themselves and not just with pleasures of the flesh.
Now you got people telling you can't think like that.
Because they're literally getting all these pleasures. It's about dopamine hits. What makes you feel good right here, right now, to hell with the
rest. Politically incorrect to say that.
100%. But it's not socially politically incorrect.
Yeah. But what about my feelings, though?
Yeah.
That's you being a troll, because nobody who is going to assist you in that argument, who's going to argue that.
But no, there's real people that do that. Cool. That's their line of argument. Yep. I'm not saying anything. I very generally said that.
Do you know who Lauren Southern is?
I've heard of her.
Okay. She's a shitposting troll, but she's an activist type political person. Cool. I actually agree with some of her shit, not all of it. Anyway. She's a man in like two states.
Yeah, that's a transvestite girl, right? Yeah.
No. No, she's 100% a woman, born a woman, has no desire for men, nothing. But simply because she could, she filed to legally be a man.
I got you.
Okay, because she identifies as a man. Just because you can, don't mean you should. She's a troll doing it, so piada piada.
Get that phone out of here.
Hold on. Got
Y'all go ahead.
I mean,
but then that's what I'm saying. Like, we, man, our country's going to shit, man.
Yep, and we're all laughing and watching memes.
And it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter if you just think about, if you look around you and just pay attention to life, you can realize these things.
I don't know what the end of the world is going to look like, but I can tell you what everybody will be looking at when it happens.
What?
A fucking comment.
A meme of the Earth being carried by the casket dudes.
I actually got that
when the world ends.
I got that meme saved in my phone for something 100%. Like that.
That's the thing. It's like the people playing violin on the Titanic as it's going down. That's the memers.
And we would be laughing at it too. That's the bad thing about it.
Have an absolute ball all the way to the fucking lava pit.
Do you watch that Rick and Morty episode where they keep going to the planets that are all ending and they're all just doing crazy shit because they see the asteroid coming at them? And they're doing it, and they like destroy the asteroid, and they're all just pissed off.
The only reason I like Rick and Morty is because it actually, like, there's a lot of shit that they, if you have like just a cursory knowledge of most, I'm talking loud enough, you can't.
I'm not that far. How you doing? I mean,
if you have a cursory knowledge, a working knowledge of history or shit like that, it's kind of like Family Guy. You can get little Easter eggs out of there.
Yeah.
That isn't necessarily something that is being broadcast.
It's dark humor, man.
Some of it is, yeah, okay, but some of it's just. That's funny as shit.
Yeah.
And it has no bearing on the story. Just cool.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But they fit in there because the people who wrote the story knew this little piece of knowledge they thought would be cool because this lines up. Okay. That's the type of shit I like. Nope. But when you have people who can take that same ability and exploit it and use it for their benefit towards their outcome, but they can make their outcome seem like less of a detriment than it is, you basically have politics.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Back to that bullshit.
That's just human nature.
But then the people that politics don't work for, you have the other part of it, which is Hollywood, socialites, social media. Yeah. The people who have stargazing versus who's leading our country.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally where you choose to put your interest is where they're going to target you at.
Yeah. So, well, you can just go back to even some Rome. That's a tactic used by the Roman government.
But you had the theater population who were the autocrats or whatever. They were kind of mid-class. And then you had the leaders, the rulers.
So what do you think right now for kids?
I try not to.
Okay, what do you think right now for kids? Like, what would be a great thing for them to do?
Invest in Vaseline, because y'all getting fucked.
Right.
And it ain't us, I promise.
No.
We don't want to try to stop it.
The best thing to do for a kid, legit, my honest opinion, learn what the phrase critical thinking means and how to apply that in your everyday life. And when I say that, I mean absolutism.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Parents,
they need to learn that.
Well, see, they're taught.
From the parents.
Do you remember being taught that in school, though? Like, but it wasn't. It was just on paper. Like, nobody ever really talked about it.
Yes, it was never. We're going to teach
and
you.
And it was never.
Like,
they were never taken out and say, use your brain, look around you,
but that's
pay
how,
attention.
But that's how the teaching process works. You don't tell people you're teaching them. You teach them and let them learn.
Yeah.
And then when they realize they've learned something. Aha!
Yeah, but some people don't get that aha until they're like 60 years old and they realize
they
screwed their
life up. Hell, I think they need a subject. Critical thinking should be a subject
right
now.
I'd rather have that than liberal
arts. That's not a subject-worthy thing. The process of it
I think
it'd
be a good class to take.
That's like taking and making a whole class for a whole year, a whole semester, whatever, out of Pythagoras' theorem. That's literally not worthy of it. Once you know the actual formula to get to the thing, you just got to apply it. If you're not smart enough to apply it, that is a whole other problem that being in a class like that is not going to
like
teach
math right now.
Well,
that's
what I'm saying.
Hard.
Some people learn different ways. You can't just sit there and put 20 different students in a class and make them sit there all day and make them all expect to learn the exact same way.
That's
it
true.
Doesn't work that way.
That's true. But a principle does not change based on somebody's like ability to receive the information. Because look, all right, he's retarded, okay? So if I told you, if I tell you
or retarded
the sky is green, if I tell you the sky is green and I can prove it to you, you're going to look at me and go, no, dude, you're an idiot. And you're going to say, okay, so he's retarded. So I look at him and I tell him the sky's green. And, you know, his parents, they lock him underneath the stairs. He don't really get to come out much. So he thinks the sky's green. But if he has no...
But that's
like
why you go out and show. I mean,
even if he is actually Rain Man and shows up on the spectrum like a damn Rain Man.
Arnie, let's go to the casino.
Then he still, unless he's a vegetable, has the basic of human premise, which is the knowledge of good and evil.
Stephen Hawking didn't. I'm just saying.
How do you know he didn't? Tell me, I'd love to hear your theory on how you
think. He even said they didn't need to open up that damn thing.
The
CERN thing.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
the
CERN?
The particle accelerator.
Yeah. He was like, supposedly,
have you seen the big one they're making?
Yeah, they're hopefully that's why Trump got elected. Like, we're in an alternate timeline because they did that shit.
Anyway, yeah, I believe it.
Anyway, right. But nevertheless,
I might be right.
It's just like I said, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's right.
They thought it was going to open up a black hole in the middle of the earth and just turn us inside asshole out. Okay,
what if it did, though, and then like split us off and we're fine?
You'd never know.
And they all died.
Either literally it would be instantaneous obliteration or something that we're not even capable of fathoming at this point.
Like what actually happened to Buddha?
He died. He's actually in a statue. His bones are in there. And
shit, that ain't my question. What actually happened to Jimmy Hoffa? That's the question. Right?
I'd rather know what happened to Elvis.
Yeah. Well, we kind of know what happened to Jimmy, but where's he at? That's the question. Where's Jimmy Hoffa at?
Why are you worried about it?
Well, he's in the mafia.
So?
You got to be nice to them guys or they kill you.
Why?
Because they're cool.
You think he's still worried about it? He got his shit and got the fuck out of Dodge.
I know.
Yeah, he's
Timmy Two Toes now.
But most people don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is.
He's got a family, grandkids, and everything.
The people that encounter him every day don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is.
That's the same way with Elvis.
Oh, encounter him.
Yeah. Like, if he's up, if he's alive.
He ain't alive.
But if he is, they are the same way as us. They don't know. They don't know him.
Put one behind the head.
Hell, is what it is. Shit. People have died.
He was mixed with concrete.
I mean, people have died doing much less much more terrible ways for doing much less.
Yeah.
So,
with that being said, I'm ending this, y'all.
All right. Y'all be easy. Keep it greasy.
Y'all check out.
LSA's got a good play this game.
Poorhouse Art.
Poorhouse Art Sturgis.
Shout out. Go get y'all some stuff. They got some great things going out there.
Are they getting their Truth Social account? They need to.
Yeah, he's got one.
Nice. I gotta get in that waiting list too. Nice. I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude. We're on the waiting list.
Y'all listen to us every Tuesday at 9 on all this podcast, which you listen to. Anyways, peace out, guys.
English is hard.
Yeah.